This is HPR episode 2954 for Thursday, the 28th of November, 2019. Today's show is entitled Wrestling As You Like It, episode 1, and it's hosted by The Dude. It's about 8 minutes long, carries an explicit flag. The summary is a wrestling podcast report on indie wrestling. Today, we're talking about different TV styles.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Okay, this is, we're going to put that over there. Hopefully this will work out all right. Anyway, this is the Wrestling As You Like It podcast on Hacker Public Radio. And yes, I am driving right now, but whatever. This podcast needs to be done. Today, we're going to talk about a couple things, mainly wrestling style, such as how wrestling is filmed or recorded, and specifically, we're going to talk about my interest in two organizations that I've been following. Actually, three. We're going to actually include CMLL on this and a little bit of WWE, but it's mainly going to be Capital Wrestling and the NWA. Now, wrestling is usually shot kind of like a boxing match, but there's also like reality TV in the background, which all goes down to, the writing aspect, mainly Vince Russo for that type of style, also Vince McMahon, but to how to shoot wrestling, how people see how wrestling is shot today, all goes to a man named Kevin Dunn. And although a lot of people in the wrestling business don't really care for Mr. Kevin Dunn, but you can't not deny his influence on how wrestling is shot on TV. Now, that being said, everybody tries to shoot in that style, it seems, anymore, until recently. Well, I wouldn't say until recently, because there's a couple other, CMLL's the oddball, but anyway, nowadays, you had a show called Lucha Underground, which filmed everything cinematic, and they had the cinematic look for everything except for the matches. The matches are, you know, typical WWE, but everything in the background was filmed cinematic. Well, this brings me to a promotion that has been influenced by this, and that is Capital Wrestling, which is on the Fight Network. It's a promotion out of New Jersey, and how it's shot is cinematic throughout the entire thing, for the most part. And that difference in how they set up everything, especially since sometimes their shows are at schools, so they'll take the school stage or even a theater. They have the entrances come off the stage, and that is something that hasn't really been seen before, especially when people equate wrestling to theater. It definitely makes like it for a unique experience and a unique watch. That and the wrestling's really great as well. Next up, we come to the NWA, which, with NWA Power, they did theirs as like an old school 70s and 80s wrestling studio show, which, granted, even though the style is old, it's so old that it's new and refreshing. And with that style comes with a lot of chaos, which is great, especially since, this is taped in the studio, but if it was live in the studio, it'd be amazing, and also no freaking spoilers, which is what happened with a taped show, unfortunately, and I wish my fellow wrestling journalists would stop, broadcasting spoilers and ruin it for everybody else. But anyway, that being said, with the chaos that comes with a studio wrestling show, it brings like a nostalgia value and also is extremely refreshing. And it also is identifiable, especially, like I said, with like Capital Wrestling, it is identifiable. Well, how Lucha Underground was, it was identifiable. You know, it's not like you pop on a wrestling show and it's like, okay, it's this wrestling show, it's exactly like the other wrestling show, but with different wrestlers. This, it completely looks different and puts you in a different experience, like you're actually falling in love with wrestling for the first time. And now this brings me to CMLL. Now, CMLL, their format's completely different. As opposed to like backstage segments for the promos, or the NWA does it, they have like it all in the studio. CMLL, all the promos and everything leading up the match, they actually have a separate show, like a press conference, where the wrestlers, you know, they promote the match coming up, so it's kind of like a boxing. And it is definitely shot kind of old school boxing with card girls, you know, you have girls that carry around the round cards in boxing. Well, in CMLL wrestling, you actually have girls that hold the cards for like each fall. So round one, round two is, you know, each pinfall, you know, pinfall one, pinfall two, pinfall three. And it gives like a really huge sports vibe with it. Of course, then again, CMLL, you know, wrestling in Mexico is taking a lot more serious than it is up here. Same with Japan, but I'm not really familiar with New Japan style, so I'll have to come back to you on that. But when it comes to visual style, it's nice to have a lot of variety, which I believe has been lacking for the longest time. Because before, it was really only CMLL was the only thing doing anything different from the WWE style that I've seen so far. Maybe the promotions in Japan do something different. As far as I'm aware, it's more of like a clip show. But that being said, it's nice that a lot of American promotions have been doing a different style just to stand out, and it also keeps you hooked. And next month, I'm going to try to go into detail. I'm going to be following mainly NWA and Capital Wrestling, CMLL if I have the time to, but till then, keep on looking out for more episodes, and also if you're a wrestling fan, keep watching.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.